We're backstage here at Pain 2018. It is the first day. It is the metal day. This is Anthrax, iconic thrash band. Incredible to have these guys, all five members. We got Scott, Charlie, Frank, Joey, Jonathan. All right, I got it. So first off, I'll ask you guys, like, how's it going? This tour is insane. The final Slayer tour. What's like...
At least here in the Northwest is what we've
been
here
in the Northwest.
Wow, we didn't even know about that.
Hey, that's what we heard.
I heard rumor about that.
We want to go back to the beginning with you guys. You guys have been around for a while and you're legends in the metal scene, but we want to go back. Is there a specific moment, like when you were a kid, a record, or a time that you like realized you had that light bulb moment? You're like, damn, I got to be a part of metal. I got to be a part of heavy music.
We were all at the AC/DC show at CBGB's in... August of 1977, we actually met at that show, the five of us, and AC/DC, we just realized
they were opening.
Actually,
more,
this put us is together. What we want to do with our lives.
I was
because AC/DC
negative
was
two,
so amazing. We just figured, like, why not? Why not try it out ourselves and try and be a band too? Because it just seemed like the greatest thing ever to
Hell
be
yeah.
able to do that.
Damn. You can't really beat that one. AC/DC at CBGB's.
They were opening for the Dead Boys.
You can't beat it.
AC/DC Dead opening for Dead Boys. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So a question for you guys. Let's go around the room. Ask the first album that you actually purchased with your own money. Not something that was handed you down, given to you by your parents.
Who are you starting with?
Let's start with John.
I can't remember with my own money, but I remember my first two tapes.
All right, what were they?
Dave Lee Roth, Eat 'Em and Smile, and Slippery When Wet, Bon Jovi.
Nice. All right, right on. And those were cassettes?
Yep.
Right on, man.
Joe.
1986.
Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers.
Oh, it's 333 right now, by the way.
Make a wish.
Just saying.
Kiss Alive.
Nice.
White Album.
Right on.
Actually, the Beatles.
Who's that one by?
The Beatles.
Oh, who?
Lots of Beatles.
Who?
That was the Beatles. They had a
such a
record.
Racist
that was
record.
Just a white album. And anyway, yeah.
Kiss Alive.
What was yours?
My first album, I think, was Jimi Hendrix, Essential Hendrix. It was like a Hendrix best of. So.
Mine was Steppenwolf Greatest Hits. Yeah. For what it's worth.
You mean the greatest hit.
You're not wrong. Let's keep it real.
All right, so we do a metal radio show on Saturday nights, and if you guys were in charge of your own radio show, like no rules, what are four bands that you guys would choose? Maybe just go around, maybe name a band. What's one band? Okay, band you need to play on your radio show.
Or that you'd want people to hear.
Iron Maiden.
I thought it was four bands.
Well, let's do five.
Let's do five. One each.
Yeah. Who? Yeah. Why not 10?
Yeah. Why not 10?
Hey,
I would
run
pick.
For 4 hours.
We ain't taking you off the air.
I would pick Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, and Nirvana.
Ah, yes, very Northwest.
You're in the right place. Yeah.
I don't.
That's
anybody.
Why I said those four
local bands. The up and comers.
What about Tad?
I love Tad. Oh, you know
heavy,
what?
Heavy, literally and figuratively.
I would pick Tad.
Tad.
Who the hell is Tad?
By the way, Tad.
I would pick the Screaming Trees.
Oh, Ted Nugent, right?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Jimi Hendrix and Hart.
There you go.
Queensryche.
Don't forget Hart.
Don't forget Queensryche.
R.E.O.
Oh, Queensryche and Metal Church. I'm sorry, I didn't say Metal Church. I'm just... Seattle geeking out. The Starbucks have a band?
The Starbucks
collective?
If they
don't, they will.
Yeah.
You guys looking for a gig or what?
I would love that gig.
Cheers, Johnny. Come on.
Dishwalla.
All right.
Wow, that was a... Were you watching like old VH1 last night?
Seven Mary Three.
You pulled that out.
Seven Mary Three.
VH1 classics coming into play here. I like the way Joey's trying to figure out what he's saying. It's like a different language.
You said Henry Rowland.
That would have been like from radio show 1997, right? Around then.
Stuff people need to hear, though.
Dishwalla.
I have to apologize for the band because we obviously just got up and got
going.
That's all good.
I got up an hour ago, man. I'm with you.
We have three shows left of this tour. Everybody's a little burnt out but having fun.
What's Slap
Happy? So how long have you guys been out now on this one?
4 years.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't stop.
We're going to say farewell.
Yeah. Four All Kings came out 2.5 years ago. So
we've been on the circuit.
And we've pretty much been touring the record nonstop for 2.5 years.
That's awesome.
Are you going to get to take a break after these next three shows for a little while?
We do. We're off till November 1st when we start with Slayer again in Europe for 6 weeks.
Hell yeah.
So, dude, tell me about the first time you saw Slayer. If you can, think back that far.
I think Lemoore's.
I think it was Lemoore's.
In Brooklyn.
New York Lemoore's.
Awesome.
84?
5, maybe? I don't know.
I get confused because I remember, and I've actually asked.
You know what it was?
What?
The first night, we were there to see Merciful Fate.
Right.
And they were there hanging out, and then the next night, Slayer played.
Oh, that's why I always get confused.
That's a good two nights.
I remember hanging out with those dudes at a Merciful Fate show, and I remember seeing them. I didn't realize it was back-to-back, so now it makes more sense in my brain.
Who played with Slayer?
And that would have been 84.
I don't know who played with Slayer.
Who opened? It might have been like Whiplash. Or
nice, dude.
Awesome. You know, my first memory of them, you ever see that picture of Slayer? It's like they're all screaming and pulling each other's hair.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought they did that with us when we first met. Instead of shaking hands, they were like, ah! I was like, ow.
That's very appropriate.
We did that before every show.
Have you been friends with them since then? Like, did it take a little while?
No, we have no friends. We have no friends.
Did you guys have backstage passes for that?
Yeah.
You guys going to be able to get back there?
If you notice backstage, everybody's separate. Nobody talks.
If anyone knows Lemoore, you know you didn't want to go backstage.
Lemoore is
in the dungeon.
So you guys must get approached a lot when you're out. Because people snag you, come up to you. I'm kind of curious, like, what's an appropriate way to interact with you guys? Because I know you've been punished by some real...
Everybody wants a selfie. Is that okay? If a metalhead comes up to you guys at, like, a festival...
What's, like, the right and wrong thing to do?
Yesterday at the meet and greet, we had a shirtless man come over.
Yeah, and it was weird because he was, like,
sweaty.
Just extremely not fit. And I don't mean even
that's a nice way to put it.
Or anything like that, but for some reason he had his shirt off. Just standing there with his nice jeans and a belt and his really white body and
his gut.
Just standing there with no shirt on. It was very strange. We're like,
it's not even that hot, dude.
We could sign your shirt while it's on you. Yeah. You didn't need to stand here with your shirt off.
He was a nice guy, though.
And then he took his pants off, and that was it.
Yeah.
I think you approach like anybody. We're human. Hi, how you doing? That's it. Really. We're all human. This rock star stuff is nonsense anyway. So we have fun. Just have fun.
You know when you don't approach somebody, I think it's just a good lesson in life, is if you ever see anyone, even if it's your best friend, you don't try and shake hands when you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I think that's a life lesson that a lot of people still have not learned, because I can't tell you how many times I'll be like in an airport having a pee, as they say in England, and the guy next to me turns around and is literally trying to shake my hand while he's standing there doing the same thing as me. I'm like, dude, I'm not shaking your hand.
It's even worse when you're taking a dump and they go underneath. Hey, how you doing? Right? It's horrible.
Stick their feet under, say hello.
I can never shake hands in a toilet. I'll never do it.
All right, so 2016, For All Kings came out. This year, your live album, Kings Among Scotland, is out now. Pick it up. It's awesome. In killer live performance in Scotland. Is there any plans for another Anthrax record?
It's done.
Really?
Yeah.
Released tomorrow.
It's called Kings Among Seattle.
It's called Kerry King Diamond.
Kerry King Diamond.
Kerry King Diamond.
I'm looking forward to it.
Now, we're going to start working on a record next year, 2019, because we like odd years working on stuff.
Nice.
And then it'll come out in the even
it'll
year.
It'll come out in the even
year. Like touring on
if
even
you look
years.
At all our records, go back through time, every single one works like that.
Nice.
We like saying, that's
maybe.
Odd. That's pretty odd.
Don't correct me on that, right?
And our new movie comes out, too.
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
We don't have a title yet.
A five-person buddy cop movie?
Never shake hands in a toilet.
Yeah. So avoid these dudes in the toilet, especially if you got your shirt off.
That would be bad.
Or just in, you don't want to get arrested and get taken out of here.
Yeah.
Or do you? But, so do you guys have any final words for the Northwest audience? It's going to go up on our website. Lots of people going to be watching it. Northwest people who might not have gotten to be here or see you guys today on this last Slayer tour. People love your band, obviously, and they want to hear what you got to say, man. Seattle love.
Yeah, we're just glad to be here,
aside from Dishwalla.
Man.
It's Seven Mary Three.
Were they Seattle bands?
No.
Oh.
Just saying.
They wanted to be.
Ah, yes. Everybody was from Seattle back in 1997, 6.
That's true.
Boise, we wanted to go Seattle. See Alice in Chains tonight after our set, but I don't think it's going to work.
Oh, at the Crocodile?
Is that where they're playing?
They're playing a tiny little show. I think it's going to be 250 people there, maybe.
Well, so. I guess if we went, it would be 255.
There you go.
That's amen.
We can make that work.
We're just happy to be here, man. I think we went a pretty long time at some point in our lifetime as a band where we didn't get to play here all that much, and now it feels like we've been up here a bunch in the last 5-7 years or so. Yeah. So it's
Pain in the Grass 2016 and Pain in the Grass 2018.
Yeah, and we did headline shows up here as well, and
back at the Showbox and a couple other spots. Yeah.
So it's I'm just glad we get to come up here. I've always loved coming up to Seattle. It's a great city.
Time of the year, right?
A lot of history.
Yeah. Well, now the air cleared up a little bit. Hey, I'm glad we mentioned the Showbox real quick. Did you hear about the threat against the major corporation that was trying to buy out the Showbox and knock it down?
No.
Right now, so that's a problem. Wow. So Pike Place, you guys have been to Pike Place Market, down
there. Of course.
So they extended landmark status to the building just to keep it there. Otherwise, they were going to knock it down and put up a 44-story condo building.
Because that's needed, right?
Yeah, course, I know. Right. We more in those. I mean, we don't have CBGBs. We keep losing venues, so I just wanted to let you guys know that.
As a New Yorker, believe me, I've seen it.
Right? No, it sucks.
Yeah. Sucks.
So let's keep it alive. Yeah. Save our Showbox.
Save the Showbox.
Of course, save the Showbox.
Yeah.
Sure, man.
Anthrax, thank you guys so much for coming out and talk to us, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Good luck on the rest of the tour, and enjoy your time off.
I know. Thanks, guys.
Right
thank
on.
You very much.
So thank you guys again. Come see them play a little bit later on this afternoon.
Thank you all for the support.